to be somebody, babe. That is Kiss, Daniel Wright here on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Too Busy to Be Bae. It's 2:35 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. And I did promise you, special guest in studio joining me right now is Patricia as well as Vea. How are you guys doing?
Hello, good. How are you?
Great. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having us.
Exactly. Now, before we dive into the chat, I'd like you to be able to explain to our listeners as well the dynamic behind Kosoto.
The dynamic behind Kosoto. I was joined with two other partners of mine, Gerald Lebok, John Morgan. It's basically a technique that we've been drilling, a Kosoto Gari, to take down move. And one random day during practice, we're like, man, we need to find a name for our gym. And then during that move, because I was actually struggling a little bit to perfect the technique, and then they were like, hey, man, I think we should name the gym Kosoto. So it all started there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a symbol of your struggles. All right, so let's dive straight into it. Now, you're going to be hosting self-defense classes for wheelchair users. And I think it's a brilliant initiative. Now, Patricia, what motivated you and your department, you know, to start self-defense classes specifically for wheelchair users, being a occupational therapist, of course?
Well, Arthur, as an occupational therapist, we obviously want people to be as independent as possible. We want them to be able to do what they need to do, what they want to do, and then what they have to do.
Okay.
And a lot of that involves community reintegration. So going about in the community, going, still doing everything that they should be doing, going to bars, going to church, going to the shop. And more recently, a lot of the users have told me they've gotten into a lot of tricky situations in terms of being mugged. They just felt unsafe. And then I actually saw an Instagram video where one of the users in America said she looked for a gym that would teach her self-defense, and she only found one.
Okay.
So I sent it to Vea because luckily we are friends. Sent it to him and I asked him, don't you think this is something we can do? And he popped on board in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Wow, that is really, really cool. Now, how do you envision this particular program, you know, growing into the future and beyond these first sessions that you're going to be having this weekend and then the other weekend as well?
Well, I've actually gotten a few calls and messages of people asking, why should it only be a one time in the year thing? Can it not be a yearly thing? So I said, let's first see how it goes now. I'm a very good, big believer in small chunks makes a big whole. So let's first see what needs to happen now, trial it, and then we can look forward to something a bit bigger next year, hopefully.
Exactly. Now, Vea, now being the self-defense instructor, I've dabbled in self-defense a little bit myself. I still don't know how to do the Kosoto. But how have you, you know, switched up the different techniques that, you know, that you usually or you're used to doing to suit people that are on a wheelchair?
It's probably more or less the techniques are more or less the same, you know, but while I'm competing, certain moves I cannot do, you know. And when you're speaking of people that are in a wheelchair, you know, I just want to teach them the practical everyday uses. You never know.
Yeah.
Like, because if their mobility, they might not be able to move as well as
as fast or as agile.
Yeah.
As everybody else could be. So I'm like, you know what? The techniques more or less are the same at the end of the day. So I don't know, just little small tweaks that you can make to the moves, and everybody's going to be different. You know, not everybody's the same strength, you know, so it's very easily adaptable. So for me, it's not going to be an issue.
Exactly. I must say, we had a trial run yesterday with one, our rehab coach, my colleague. And I was very impressed at how well they could adapt. So I was a bit nervous before, but he did well.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 10 years, almost 11 years now. So, yeah, it's not anything new to me. So I'll be able to, whatever you present to me, I'll be able to work with that. So
exactly.
Yeah, I've got the experience.
That's interesting. Now, I've been doing this, if you've been doing this for about, you know, 10 to 11 years, why did you dive into, you know, self-defense? Why do you feel that self-defense is important? And also, to add on to that, why do you feel like it's important to have these spaces that are inclusive enough, you know, to have people that are also in wheelchairs? Because Patricia mentioned just now when she did her research, she found online that the person could only find one gym for self-defense. So why is it important to have self-defense, first of all, and then why is it important to have, you know, these inclusive spaces for people in wheelchairs?
I'll just say it's for empowerment at the end of the day, you know. It's not about fighting, it's for empowerment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to, I don't want you to ever feel like if anything should happen to me, I'm going to be defenseless.
Yeah.
So I want to empower the people to be able to be confident. You can, like Patricia said, go to bars, go have time socially, and you'll be able to be confident enough in your abilities to defend yourself if the situation need to arise. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, that's the reason I'm doing this. And actually, I'm actually a mixed martial artist.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a professional fighter now. So it's easier for me to
popping that in there.
Yeah, give it back. Because I'm not. Let me just say, I'm not a self defense instructor, but I've uh-huh. been training for a very long time.
Yeah.
And also for me as well, I'm very small in body. You know, I've been bullied in the past. I've been in situations too. So I always felt like I need to get into martial arts or something to be able to defend myself. And through that, I've gained a lot more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't go around walking around feeling afraid that somebody might attack me and I might not be able to know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make everybody else feel the exact same way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to dive into something that, you know, I think this is like one of those famous movie lines from Spider-Man where they say with great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to find out from you, being, you know, a mixed martial artist
yeah.
as well as, you know, doing self-defense, what is the importance of you know, having responsibility and practicing responsible use within the spectrum of self-defense and being able to defend yourself? Because, you know, sometimes when people kind of do martial arts or they mm-hmm. even maybe have a weapon, then they become cocky mm-hmm. and if anyone touches me, just waiting for someone to do something. Mm-hmm. So then within your practice, how have you mastered, if you have mastered, the art of self-restraint mm-hmm. and also responsibility within the craft that you have?
I'll just say it comes with time, you know, every day, discipline.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I was just a very angry young man, you know, and the more I just kept training, I never felt the need to actually restrain myself. I just never felt the need to go out there and really hurt people anymore. You understand mm-hmm. that? With this, like you said, with great power comes great responsibility. So at the end of the day, it made me a lot more peaceful.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to explain it to people. Whenever I have friends that are very angry, I'm like, you just come to the gym.
Yeah.
Come punch the bag a little bit. You go home smiling. And like, you know, when you leave out there to the public or to the public, it's like there's no more stress. There's no more anger. You've released everything in there and you go home and you start your day afresh and you just keep on that cycle to the point where there's no need to. Like, I have never ever felt like, oh, I'm really angry, I'm just going to go around hurting people. Never in my life. People have come to me trying to test out, like, oh, no, you're the guy, you think you can fight. But I've never been like, I have to prove something to this guy right now. So it's just like, hey, man, have a good day.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself and we go on with our lives.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, before we let you guys go, if we'd like to be part of the classes, that's the self-defense classes, when are they happening and how can we be part of them?
So the first class is on Saturday. It's starting at 9 till 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you twist Vea's arm, you might sneak in an extra few minutes, but it will be absolutely for free.
Okay.
And then the next one is on the 20th, also at 9 to 10, for free, Bentinck Central Hospital at the chapel next to the cafeteria.
Yeah, exactly. And I know a lot of people don't like this question, especially once they kick off an initiative. But what can we expect next? That is from you, Patricia.
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot.
if there's anything.
right now, I just really want this to be a success. And I think dependent on that, we'll see if there's anything else to come.
Exactly. And I mean, we'll do our best to support all the way. With that said, thank you so much for joining me in studio, Patricia and Bea. Thank you guys for joining me. Have yourselves a wonderful day and all the best with the classes. And then hopefully someone can twist your arm a bit more so that we can get more classes to come into the near distant future. So have yourselves a wonderful day and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Still locked in on Fresh FM 102.9. If you did miss the chat, catch it on our website. That's at www.freshfm.com.na. This coming Saturday, that is at the Bentinck Central Hospital Chapel, as well as the Saturday, the 20th of September, from 9 a.m. to 10. And you can experience self-defense classes like no other. That's 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Exactly. With that said, let's dive back into the music coming your way. Is The Rose as well as Afonso Ruti with Hello. But first, let's quickly check in RS Tech Management.
And in the blue corner, the